The Fray, How to Save a Life. This is a great song to lead us into our very next, very special
yeah,
guest.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Something everybody might recognize. Now, with us today, having had recurring roles on a hit series, including NYPD Blue, X-Files, West Wing, Beverly Hills 90210, just to name a few, not to mention the big screen and one of my favorites, How Stella Got Her Groove Back.
Well, yeah,
I love getting the groove on. I've seen you groove a little, James. But I think your character that firmly placed you in our hearts, you created a safe harbor, taught us about forgiveness, Grey's Anatomy Chief Weber. Welcome, James Pickens Jr.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
I'm so excited to talk with you today. There's been a lot of buzz in the valley here. Very excited that you're here with us. And I do have some questions later about Grey's, but right now, I don't think I could have gotten more joy or warm fuzzies until I heard about your James Pickens Jr. Foundation. And the fact that you're a real-life cowboy.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'll put a caveat by that. I enjoy the Western lifestyle, you know, and I ride and stuff, but I'm far from a real cowboy. Those guys have all my respect, what they do is the real deal. But, yeah, I love the cowboy lifestyle. I grew up in a child of the 50s watching Westerns with my dad and brother, so I made the transition from New York to come out to California to pursue my acting career. That obviously has a huge Western culture that goes back many years, and actually was, I guess, kind of the birthplace of team roping was Southern California, with California period. So
right.
I was able to make some relationships. I started riding and roping myself and hooked up with some cowboys, and it's been a blast, and out of that, in transition, and wanted to do something to draw attention to some of the charities my wife and I have been supporting for quite a few years. I wanted to do something other than just write a check. And so I said, well, why not? Let's combine my passion for team roping with the charities that we support, and start this charity roping event. This is year 7, and Clovis Rodeo Committee came to us and liked what we were doing, so we kick off their rodeo week, and we started last year, and it's been a blast. But very, very grateful.
Such a great way to get involved. Now, after 7 years of doing this, I'm sure you've given to a lot of charities. How have you chosen the charities that you are giving back to?
Well, there were two that we've been trying to help before we even started the charity roping event. The one had a cowboy theme to it, or has a cowboy theme to it. It's called Camp Giddy Up. It's started by a dear friend of mine and a fellow actor, Glenn Turman. And he and his wife started this camp about 20 years ago, and he has a ranch about an hour north of Los Angeles, and he brings inner-city youths at risk up to his place, and for free, for a weekend, they ride horses, and they camp, they hike, and they swim in a man-made pond, and he has bunk houses set up where they spend the night, and campfire, storytelling, and it's just an incredible environment for kids who otherwise would never have that experience. And it's impacted a lot of those kids in that program who've gone on to do some really interesting things. And the other one, nonprofit, has been the Hands for Hope. It's kind of an after-school safe haven for kids who come from single-parent households, whose mother or dad in some cases may be working and can't pick them up after school. So they supplied this kind of safe haven for them to come homework, they have computer labs, they've even have a music component to it where kids who are interested in going into the music business can come and record and lay down tracks, and they serve them meals, and in rare cases they have, and save lives. They've taken kids who are kind of on the streets for whatever reason, but that's such a vital and important service that they bring that we wanted to draw some attention to those two.
Well, you're definitely after our own heart. I know our station is also very involved at helping any at-risk youth, and, you know, as our next generation coming up, what a great thing to be able to be a part of, and to get to do that with your wife. It's got to be a lot of fun.
She's the real spearhead of this whole thing, so kind of riding her coattails, but, you know, there's some pretty good coattails, so it's been a great partnership, and we've raised, I guess, for each charity about over $50,000 for each charity. That's a pretty good testament, so we're pretty excited about it.
And aside from your events, you can also do donations via your website, correct?
That's correct, yes.
And where can people find more information about this?
Okay, you can go on to the James Pickens, our Facebook, the James Pickens Jr. Charity Roping, I have a website, the JPJ Foundation, roping.com.org. And I have a Twitter page at the Real J Pick Jr. And then my Instagram is the Real James Pickens.
And I do encourage our listeners to go and check these out. I've been looking at a lot of them, and it's amazing to see. And I love watching when somebody who has the notoriety that you do is giving back the way you are. Well, if you're just joining us, we have been talking with James Pickens Jr., yes, Chief Weber from Grey's Anatomy. And when we come back, I'm going to pick his brain a little bit more and see if we can't find out what it's like behind the scenes right here on Y105.